All right, thanks everyone for joining today. We'll begin by identifying those who are here from the board. We have myself, Austin Anderson, Lindsay Owen, Keith Powers. Absent is Rex Galbraith and Paul Baltus. Hopefully they'll join us here soon. We'll also now open the floor for public comment. Public comments need to be limited to 3 minutes per speaker. Please state your name for the record before you begin. So that floor is open now. Okay. With no public comment, we are going to be adjusting the agenda slightly to be more efficient and with the absence of a couple of board members. I'll call those out as we go through. First, will be very standard though, is we need to approve the board minutes from January 8th and January 16th. Governing board meetings. These were sent out for review beforehand, so hopefully you're able to look those over. But are there any corrections, discussion, or comments around those board minutes before we approve them?
I've had the chance to read over them quickly. I see no corrections or questions about January 8th.
Okay.
So I can move that we approve meeting minutes for January 8th, 2026.
A second.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right. Motion passes. I believe, did we have a January 16th governing board meeting there as well, or just the 8th?
I see January 19th.
Yes. Oh,
19th.
sorry. 19th. Yeah.
My bad there. Typo there. So we have the January 19th governing board minutes that we need to approve. Same as before. Hopefully, you're able to look those over. Were there any comments or corrections?
None for me.
Me either. So I'll move that we approve the board meeting minutes for January 19th,
A second.
2026.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Thank you. Next up is we're going to give the time over to Grayson here for a few minutes to give us an executive director update.
Yes, thanks everybody. I did send that over to Austin. I think the most exciting thing always are what our students are up to. And Matt, your campus kind of got showcased in my update this month with robotics and ballroom knocking out of the park. I don't know if any of you were able to go see the drama production Newsies that they just had on, but again, full house every night. What these students are capable of is just absolutely incredible. And then the other big item of note that I hope you saw in there was our enrollment update. Lots of good trending upward, especially for our St. George campus down here, which is very encouraging. Vineyard as well, adding a couple classes. So we are excited for the direction that our enrollment is looking for next school year.
I love it. Tara's got me posted on the St. George, and we have what, two or three families that are starting next week after school.
Yes.
Awesome.
I don't
Big
know if
ones
this is
too.
just the time of year where people are moving, but we'll certainly take you. Come on over.
Yeah. All day. That's great.
Yep.
Thanks, Grayson, and awesome job to everyone. I know it's not easy. A lot of work goes in behind the scenes, but thanks for making it run efficiently and running well. Next up is we have PTIF accounts approval on the agenda. Once again, this is sent out for everyone's review beforehand. But Buddy or Grayson, I want to hand it over to you for a moment just to kind of give us a little bit of background on what this is and give some context before we vote on it.
Yep, so that's just a separate account that we have where we keep certain funds. So we just need to update and change some users on that.
Okay, easy. Anything else, buddy, you'd like to add? I saw you unmuted for a sec.
No, that's it. She covered it, everything, so
I
I have
love
a
it.
question. Can you maybe define a little bit more about what certain funds means?
So, for example, the money that we received from the ERC that came at the end of December, that's an account where we house all of that. It ha accrues good interest there, and it's just a safe place to keep large sums that we like to keep to save.
Okay. Thank you.
Good question, Keith. Any other questions or comments? If not, Okay, go ahead.
Austin, I don't. When was that email sent with that information?
That should have been sent out this morning. Probably about 2 hours ago. Did you not receive it?
I am not seeing it, no.
Me either about financial.
Okay.
Let me, I can shoot that over really quick. Yeah,
Yeah.
if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to take a look at it. Yep, absolutely.
Did you guys receive an email from me this morning? Just making sure. I did see.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. I'll
Yes.
make sure it wasn't just broken altogether. So you
No,
did.
I got the documents for the board meeting, but I
Okay,
did not
just.
see that one.
Okay, I might not have included it, to be honest. So that might be why.
Well, it's
Or
not
an
like you have
agenda.
anything going on, Austin.
Yeah, not anyone. Everybody is the same, right? And if we need to table this for next time, or Grayson, if you want to share your screen, if you have it, we can quickly
Yeah,
move over
I'm
to
just
it.
gonna send this over to you quickly. Yep.
Okay.
Coming your
Great.
way right now.
Lovely.
Yep. Okay. Just saw that come through. Oh, I'd like to take a look really quick. It just requires a board vote to change any of the users on that. Okay.
So it looks like we're adding Steve Finley, Grayson, Matt Lavelle.
Okay, that looks good to me.
Me too, as far as I can understand pretty straightforward.
Very straightforward. Yes. Thanks for sending over, Grayson.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
I'll hear a motion to approve that if we have one.
All motion to approve the PTIF signer changes as discussed.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes. Great. Next up is the land trust final reports. Once again, these were sent over this morning for everyone's review.
Those
And
weren't, but
those were not
I
sent
don't,
over.
yeah.
Okay. I was like, I sent them over by me. But go ahead, Grayson.
Yeah, we're just gonna turn it over to the principals. We're gonna let them go in rapid succession, and I will share my screen and let them check in with you about their goals and the funds that were spent.
Okay.
So let me, apparently you can't minimize your screen while you're recording on Zoom. So let me pull this up and I will share over so you can follow along and we'll let Sherlyn take it away first. Can everybody see this okay?
You're
Yep.
showing. Yep.
All right.
Fine.
All right, so this is our final report for FPA 1 and FPA 2. We actually do it together here. So the land trust money for our campus was used for a partial salary of our literacy coach, books, curriculum, and general supplies there. And so you'll see that listed. And if you want to scroll down, I put all of our things in one goal. So we did our science, language arts, and math all under the first goal. And we were using our a RISE assessment to evaluate. And we were hoping for a 3% increase in all of those subjects. And this is from 2022 to 2023 school year to the 2023-24 school year are the scores that we're looking at. And luckily, we did increase that year in third and fourth grade in language arts, but we decreased in fifth grade. In math, we increased in all four subjects, all three grades by 4%, but fifth grade increased by 7% in that. And in science, we decreased by 2%. in those things. So we're going to continue working on our proficiency and just raising those scores. But we're happy to have land trust. We use the money, and it is very helpful to get the curriculum that we need.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. So is this, sorry, I don't think I scrolled down enough, but you just went over this goal here.
Yep.
Okay.
Goal number one right there. And then those are the measurements using the RISE. Then you'll see our action plan of what we spent everything on. And if you keep scrolling, yep, that's still, you'll see. Oh,
Cool.
yeah. And there's goal number two. There was the portion in there where I actually wrote, it's under the measurement portion. Then it will say, please choose one of the following. And under there has the report of the percentages. So goal number two is the secondary campus.
Is that where Matt starts?
That's me. Yep. Grateful to be with everybody today. I hope you're all having a great day. I have two goals. Good job, Sherlyn. You explained land trust really well. So I'll just jump right into my two goals. The first one you'll see there is like Sherlyn's. We're trying to increase proficiency level on the end of year RISE assessment for high school and middle school. High school, it's called Utah Aspire Plus, but it'll change to RISE next year. So focusing in on English, math, and science. And then Grace, if you can scroll down a little bit for
Yeah.
me. So we have many different subjects that are tested. So three tests per grade, six, seven, eight, for middle school. And we also have some eighth graders that are in secondary math one, which is a high school level math class. So essentially, we had 10 tests, and seven of our 10, we reached our goal or exceeded it, which was really awesome to see. Kudos to the teachers, all their hard work. So we felt like it was time well spent. There's a lot of data in there, but you can kind of look at that and see the increases. One grade, sixth grade, math increased by two, so we didn't quite reach our goal, but they still increased. So super exciting to see, and a huge celebration for us from last year's end of year testing. With the high school, it's a little bit different for ninth and 10th graders. We only had two subjects that increased that met our goal. So, definitely a focus for us there. You can see the data. We increased in our 10th grade reading, and we increased in our 10th grade science. So, for high school, we met two out of the six. So, yeah, that's the first goal. Any questions with that one?
Is Oh, go ahead.
I noticed the trend with the ELA RISE test in sixth and seventh. Those both decreased, whereas everything else looked pretty strong for those grades. Do we know what might be the contributing factors there?
We're still digging into that. The RISE for English actually changed a little bit this past year, and we actually didn't get those end of year scores until I want to say February, January. So I think they made some tweaks in that test. So I'm curious to know, kind of how much those tweaks affected us. We're still looking at that. That's a great
Yeah.
question. Let's see. Any other questions? Okay. Yeah, if you can scroll down a little bit more for me, Grayson. My second goal has to do with graduation rate. So our goal for, yeah, just keep going down a little bit right there. So for fine arts and robotics programs, so we set aside land trust monies to help support those programs. And our indicator was graduation rate for students that are in those programs. And our goal is 100% graduation rate for those kids. And Grayson, if you can scroll down a little bit more for me, you'll see that we met that goal this past year. It shows you 23, 24. But 100% for all students, and 100% for fine arts and robotics. So that was the previous year, and then the land trust money that this was for, 24 to 25. We met our goal for all the kids in fine arts and robotics. So our programs are so good. Coaches, teachers are doing amazing work. I know Grayson commented on a few of those today, and you saw some end results for their programs in her report to you. But Really helpful to have this money to help support them and continue to help kids have a place where they succeed and they feel really connected to the school, and it helps out a lot. So, any questions on that goal?
Oh, well said.
Great.
It's hard to go up from 100%, Matt. You guys are always hitting it. So well done, man.
Yeah,
Thank
well,
you.
I think Keith, Buddy, and Matt will all tell you that our graduation rate is something we've always been very proud
Exactly.
Okay, thanks. That's all for me.
All right, you're about to see some cute kids.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, that is adorable.
Expectations were
I
set
warned you.
high and they were
I
met.
warned you. Okay, Carrie.
Yes. Hi, everybody. So I just made a summary of what's on the land trust website. So I can provide that information in a different format if you'd like. But this is just a summary of it. Happy to
Only works.
report. Yep. Happy to report that our reading assessments from the 2024-2025 school year, the students K through five increased by 6%. Our goal was 3%, so we doubled that. And then in math, we went up by 18% school wide. So that was huge
Wow.
success, really, really good learning progress for our students in math and reading. Our second goal, we base this off of the RISE assessments for our fourth and fifth grade students. Unfortunately, we did not meet this goal. We were hoping to increase by 3%. Instead, we actually decreased by 5%. So we have, and we knew these scores coming into this school year. So we have set a really good plan at the beginning of the year to try and help support these students in science. The teachers are working really, really hard. We've been doing some simulations and some benchmarking and pre and post tests on our science. So we're really hoping for good results this year when they finish out their tests at the in the end of April, 1st of May.
What's the secret sauce? I mean, 5, 6%, that's great. 20% is significant. Can you identify what differences you guys did or what happened? That's incredible.
Oh, you mean in the math?
Yeah,
In
your
reading.
18% increase in math. Yeah.
So I contribute that to, first of all, excellent teachers. We have amazing, really dedicated teachers across the district, but of course I favor our Vineyard teachers a little. Just some good instruction, also progress monitoring. The teachers have been doing a great job shoring up those facts. Basic facts. That's really where we're seeing the most growth because the computation automatically goes up once the students know those basic foundational math skills.
Did you guys implement something where you were following up more often, like you're saying, or is this just kind of a flash in the pan? Or I guess.
No, we're actually seeing really good growth in math right now from just this school year, 25, 20, 26, middle of the year is really good growth. So whatever our teachers were doing last year, we're just replicating that this year because it was so successful. Really, I think we've just been using the materials that are provided to us by the state to as practice to make sure that these kids, when they do these assessments, it's not something new. It's not a surprise to them. We're using those materials and we're seeing great results. I mean, there's other things that we use to help support that growth and learning, but really it's just making sure that they know what to expect when they're being assessed, these high stakes tests. They know what it is. They're not worried about it. It's not like, oh, you've got to do so good on this. It's all writing on this test. We want them to feel comfortable. We want them to feel confident in taking the tests.
And do you feel like this 18%, if you know off the top of your head, it'd be great. If not, it's okay. How does this compare our overall assessment to statewide? Was this 18% like a correction because we were flying a little bit low, or is this something that we're just crushing, going above and beyond. That's just such an outrageous number. It's so awesome.
Yeah, we are crushing it. We've seen significant growth year after year from our students here at Vineyard. I would say that we're always above the state in ELA and math when you're comparing it to statewide. But we have a very high proficiency of students' growth. And I would say particularly in math, our third grade students performed really, really well. And these are the Acadience tests. It's not RISE testing. So typically students do test a little bit higher using Acadience assessments than they do RISE assessments. However, we saw a translation in specifically our third grade students performing extraordinarily well on the RISE math testing. And I think it's due just to the benchmarking and the practicing and the student monitoring during the school year that helped them test well. We're rocking it.
You are truly, and I don't mean to call up, keep drilling down on it, but if we have that big of a jump, I want to be able to spread that through all the other campuses. If you guys are doing something right, let's put it in everywhere. So that's why I was kind of asking if you could identify that. But well done, Carrie. That's so impressive.
Sure is.
Thank you, Carrie. All right, Brandon.
Okay, so
Maybe.
starting off while Grayson's pulling that up, just with our budget, we did spend every penny of that budget, and just like Sherlyn and Carrie, it's all going towards just our standard curriculum we use every year, and with a couple of supplemental programs that go with that as well. So we spent all of our land trust money as expected for that fiscal year land trust. Our goal was to increase the number of students on grade level in reading by 2%, math by 4%, and science by 3%. And so looking at those, starting with reading, we met that target goal, and increased the number of students on grade level according to Acadience RISE, or sorry, Acadience testing. And we just compared from beginning of year to end of year within that school year. And so we were able to increase that throughout the school year. For math and our 4% increase, we actually fell short of that goal. We actually just maintained the same percent. So we didn't see a decrease in the number of students at proficiency or on grade level there. We ended up maintaining. So Grayson, that's page, I think, 3. And I think now I'm kind of transitioning into page 4. And then for science, that one we did not meet either. We didn't hit that 3% improvement. And this was compared to RISE summative testing from the 2022 2023 school year to the 2023 2024 school year. So we actually decreased, I think it was 2% on that overall proficiency. The only two grade levels that do test science RISE is fourth grade and fifth grade. So we didn't hit that benchmark goal we set there. Like Carrie mentioned, she's been great enough to, and Sherlyn too, because they've seen, success in different areas too. They've been, sharing across campuses where they've been seeing successes as well. And this current school year, we've kind of revamped and retooled several systems to see hopefully better results moving forward. While yes, along with what Carrie said, we do see our students performing better than the state percentages show. We still think we can achieve higher than we are. So we've retooled some systems this school year, and comparing so far our beginning of year data to middle of year data. Our middle of year data's never looked better than it has this year. So, really encouraging things. And we attribute that, like Carrie said, to awesome teachers that are willing to just do what's best for students. Our paraprofessionals have stepped up in a huge way this year, and how they're able to support teachers and students as well. And it's just been an all hands in on doing what's best for those students. And then, between Provo and Vineyard and their teachers and their administrators sharing their best practices with us as well. I'm really excited to see what our end of year results look like this year.
Great. Best we've ever had mid-year. Yeah, it's
Yeah.
like you're contributing to the teachers. This is all the credit. So yeah, we recruit well. That's awesome.
They do. Yeah, they're doing awesome.
Hey, I think that's everybody.
Awesome. Well done, everyone. Those increases are fantastic. It goes to show the hard work you're putting in. We have good people who care about the children, their educations. So thank you, truly. So,
This will need a motion and a vote to approve these final reports.
okay. We have a motion to. Oh, go ahead, Keith.
I'll make that motion that we approve, excuse me, the principal reports as stated.
I second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Perfect. So from here, we're going to push the academic calendar approval to April's meeting. Instead, we're going to jump to the financial services RFP. There are some items we need to discuss about this in a closed session. We will need a motion then to move to closed session if it's deemed appropriate.
Yeah, all motion that we move to a closed session.
I second.
Okay, and this needs to be a roll call vote to move to closed session. Lindsay Owen,
Yes.
Keith Powers,
Yes.
Austin Anderson, yes. Okay, let's go ahead and stop recording.